Welcome to yet another episode of Full Stack HR, and I am, as per usual, Johannes Sundlo, and this is the spoken version of the article from fullstackhr.io. So if you want to read this piece, go online and read it, and there's a link in the show notes as well to where you can read this stuff. Last week I tuned into Lars Schmidt talking to Q and AJ Thomas from Transform, and Q mentioned in between that someone should gather all the stuff that's happening in this space, and this space then referring back to AI. And I thought I already do that. Since 2014, HR and AI has been a subject that I've been monitoring and where I try to read and follow what's happening in the space, but I only share bits and pieces publicly. So last week I changed it by publishing a summary on LinkedIn, and people seem to like it, so I did the same thing yesterday. And before you start eating your candy or high five the Easter Bunny, I thought it would be a useful thing to share the highlights from these 2 weeks with you all. There will be links mentioned now when I read this, so if you want to read the articles that I'm referring to, click the link in the show notes and you'll get taken to fullstackhr.io, where you can click all the links. And yes, the headline is indeed created by ChatGPT and is optimized for getting people to open the email, and I hope that worked. Let's see if it did it or not. So here we go, condensed news from the sort of HR AI intersect. And as you might have heard, Italy is banning ChatGPT due to privacy concerns. And if there's one thing I've stressed when talking about or writing about ChatGPT and HR, is that you always, always, always should think about privacy. Italy takes that now one step further. CNBC has a good overview of what Italy and other countries and regions are doing. Washington Post reports that tech firms have been laying off people whose job was to look at the negative sides of AI. At the same time, we see increasing investments and development in the field, and one can only speculate what this will mean for the tools. Let's hope for the best. And do you want your own personal assistant? That's now possible with AI. The dream of having an integrated personal assistant that solves every problem is a lifelong one for many people. There have been numerous attempts trying to solve this with tech, but it might now be possible with AI, and Lindy seems very promising. You can sign up to get beta access in the article. There's also a great article from Josh Bersin about Seekout, a recruitment and talent intelligence vendor that has launched a new product called Seekout Assist, which utilizes generative AI to supercharge recruiting. And Seekout is among several vendors, including Beamery, Eightfold, to launch chat-based interfaces using GPT-4. But as Josh points out, and as I've mentioned several times before, we've only seen the beginning of this. Give it 1 to 3 more months and HR tech scene will be flooded with product utilizing these technologies. And one report that gives a short background about why we will see the flood is from Stanford University. And they have released a report titled AI Index Report 2023. And it's jammed with insights and data. And it highlights that we are entering an exponential growth curve in machine learning system, and that AI research is through the roof, and that AI model gets 1 million more training data today than they did a decade ago. AI incident and controversies are also up 26 times compared to a decade ago, and this is only up to 2021 before sort of DALL-E, Midjourney, ChatGPT and whatnot, so we will most likely see a huge increase in this going forward. And in forums and posts and articles, there's a lot of talk about setting policies and guidelines around using AI in the workplaces. Very happy to see that. I've created a free playbook template for creating ethical guidelines in the workplace. There's a link to that if you click on the link in the show notes. Feel free to grab it, copy it, make your own version of it. And if you have suggestions or thoughts about how to improve it, feel free to reach out as well. Beamery, HR tech vendor as well, claimed that they're launching the first generative AI for HR a couple of weeks back. Deeply embedded into their products, they're now looking to redefine the user experience for their customers. It looks fantastic, and as said, we will most likely see many similar solutions shortly. Areglad is another HR tech vendor. They launched their HR ticketing workflow, and I'm a bit surprised that we haven't seen more examples of this yet, as I think this is one of the most solid use cases for utilizing AI and HR, that you are utilizing it for triaging or making sure that people get a fast, quick and correct answer to their questions that might have, such as how many vacation days do I have left and whatnot. There's also an open letter circulating pledging to stop the development of AI beyond GPT-4. Behind the letter stands well-known AI scientists such as Max Tegmark and Stuart Russell, and tech people such as Elon Musk and Steve Wozniak. And they make a very fair point regarding the rapid development we've seen. So powerful AI systems should be developed only once we are confident that their effects will be positive and their risks will be manageable. I agree with that statement and also signed the letter. I've seen a lot of discussions regarding using ChatGPT as a selection tool, that you then drop the job description into the tool, you then drop your interview notes and thoughts into the tool, and you let the tool decide if the candidate is a good fit or not for the role. Don't do that. And Goldman Sachs reported that up to 300 million jobs globally could be automated. The Economist said that the administrative workers and lawyers are expected to be the most affected, compared to little effect seen on demanding and or outdoor occupations such as construction and repair work. If you've been following me on LinkedIn, you've also seen that I posted a report brought forward from the University of Pennsylvania and OpenAI, which underpins this conclusion. That was a short update on what's happening in the HR and AI space. I'm 100% certain that I missed stuff. So if you have articles you think I should read or that I should cover, please share them with me on LinkedIn or send them to me through email, and I'll be happy to read them. And with that, I wish you a happy Easter and take care.